Good morning, Voil listener. Welcome to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voil listener, this beautiful day of Tuesday, of course, we have lots of things that is going to be happening in the second day of the week. And don't forget that you can tune into our program in online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, without any further ado, please stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. An Indonesian senior education official has proposed the use of local language in primary school learning as part of efforts to preserve the country's diverse regional languages. Atip Latiful Hayat, Deputy Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, said that using local language as a medium of instruction would be more effective in preserving them, especially if introduced during the early years of primary education. President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized that Indonesia is committed to broadening the scope of its harmonious relations with Singapore. He conveyed this during a bilateral meeting with Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong on the sidelines of the 46th Summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on Monday. And that was the news.
Jadi seperti yang engkau
listener, we've just listened to Chrisye with Seperti Yang Kau Minta. And right now, just like you ask, I'm going to tell you about the weather forecast in Indonesia. Let's start in the cities of Banda Aceh, Medan, and Denpasar. Because yesterday's been raining a lot, let's see if today is going to be raining a lot as well. But from what I can see here, dear Voice listener, today will be just cloudy and the raining will start to be pouring down on the evening, actually, with the lowest temperature at around 24 degrees Celsius and the highest at 33 degrees Celsius. Then we have Serang, Bengkulu, and Yogyakarta, where the weather is going to be slightly cloudy, sunny with a cloud covering a little bit of the sky, with the lowest temperature at around 23 degrees Celsius and the highest at 33 degrees Celsius. Then we have Gorontalo, Jambi, and Bandung, boy listener. The weather for today is going to be cloudy most of the time, but there will be slight rain pouring down on the afternoon. So make sure to bring your umbrella if you're going to go outside to get some lunch. And the low temperature will be at 18 degrees Celsius and the highs at 33 degrees Celsius. Then we have Jakarta Pusat, Semarang, and Surabaya. The same as before. It is going to be starting to rain on the afternoon, but it's just going to be having thick clouds covering up the city skies, which is my perfect weather to go because it's not going to be hot, but not going to be raining as well. With the lowest temperature at around 22 degrees Celsius and the highest at 33 degrees Celsius. Now we have the cities that is going to be raining quite a lot. That is Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, Samarinda, and Tanjung Selor. And today, it is going to be raining most of the day, with medium rain covering up from the morning until the evening, with thunderstorms following after. So, Voice listener, if you are in the cities that I've mentioned before, make sure to keep yourself safe and bring an umbrella, and not, you don't have to go out unless it is quite necessary, because the thunderstorm is really raging out there. And the storm will be approaching as well, so make sure to stay tuned and keep yourself safe during the day, with the lowest temperature at 17 degrees Celsius, which is quite low and quite cold, actually, and the highest at 34 degrees Celsius. And the final one is Pangkal Pinang and Tanjung Pinang. The weather is going to be having slight and medium rain for the afternoon until the evening, so make sure to bring an umbrella before you go outside. And the lowest temperature at 24 degrees Celsius and the highest at 32 degrees Celsius. And that, Voice listener, is the world weather forecast from Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned for more information about Indonesia to the world, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi, The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, on today's music corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Terima kasih. perasaanku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta yang tak mungkin terlalu. sempurnanya.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Yeah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of escampole pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, a available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Jalan sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syancur.
Awan ikut menari-nari sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihat ke langit bintang yang berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip, terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati melengkap.
Kita bikin romantis.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Cinta adalah terang, terang.
luka hatimu. Kau akan tahu cinta bersamamu. Cinta adalah udara, udara dalam hampa. Cinta
Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.